Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I deeply, and I'm so sorry, I apologize. It looks like we've been having a lot of technical difficulties here in Toronto, Canada. We've had a huge weather storm. We had lots and lots of rain, and we had winds going from everywhere and to anywhere, and I think that interfered definitely with the lines and the internet. And as some of you know, we are using VoIP, voice over IP, and it definitely has interfered with our line. So I am hoping that we do have a good show, because the line again has been a little bit on the heavy side, but it looks like we have our guests on the other line, and we are ready to start. I want to thank everyone for your patience, and thank everyone for being here. I know you are used to listening to us at 7 p.m. and every day, but today, I guess, is the exception. And with any good, an amazing show, we have sometimes some technical difficulties, but not to worry, we will do our best to make it up to you, make it up to the guest that is patiently waiting on the other line. I'm speaking to another author, and with a very interesting book. If you are looking at our social media, we will be placing the links, and I don't want to fool around too much with our internet now that we have it stable, but I'm speaking with an amazing author that has a very interesting topic to talk about today. I want to thank again my sponsors. Thank you so much, Nature Nova and Natasha Bridge-Mahan, for sponsoring this show. Without your contribution, without your support, this show could definitely not be possible. And it looks like we're still struggling a little bit with our lives, but it's gonna happen, and Not to worry, not to worry. Anyhow, without further ado, I would like to welcome Leonard. I would like to welcome Leonard to the show, and let's welcome him with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello,
thank
hello,
you, Liz.
Thank
pleasure
you so
to be
much.
Here. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your patience. Thank you so much for your patience. Can you talk a little bit about this book, and you talk about yourself?
Sure. My book is about how to live longer and healthier, and it's about lots of little changes that we can make in our lifestyle that will help us to do that. My background is I'm a chemist originally. I've spent over 40 years in the food industry as a scientist, as a manager. I've learned a lot along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I retired 3 years ago from the industry and decided to write about some of the things I knew and did much more research into it and learned a lot more.
So can you tell the audience, Leonard, the book, everyone, is called Live As Long As You Dare. Love the title, by the way. So can you tell the audience, what inspired you to write this book? Was it a personal experience? Was something that happened to you? And I know nowadays with the fad, and I don't want to use that word, but with all the commotion, people trying to cut off sugar, eating more vegetables, counting calories. What is the question number one? What is the right way to live as long as you dare, as the title of the book mentions? Or what happened? Was it a personal thing that motivated you to write this book?
It was a combination, Liz. I looked around at my family and friends and at myself as well and realized that there were a lot of things we could do to make our lives better and healthier, but we just weren't aware of them. So that's the first mistake people make, is they're not aware that they can do something. The second mistake we make is that we accept it. We allow it. We think this is the way it's supposed to be. It's inevitable. You know, it's part of getting older. It's age. That's the way I'm supposed to be. Well, that's not always true. The next mistake we make is failing to take action. We don't act on, we don't do the little things that we can do. And the last mistake we make is we end up taking drugs or medicine for it after it's too late to do anything. And, you know, it's never too early to start. It's never too late to start. So my book is just as relevant if you're 27 as if you're 77. And there are lots of little things we can do that will change our lives, make us healthier, make us happier, if we look for them. And obviously incorporate them into our lifestyle. And I emphasize the word lifestyle as opposed to diet, because it's not something we do for 3 months or 6 months. These are changes we're going to make, little changes, lots of little changes that we're going to make and keep making for the rest of our lives. We incorporate them into our lifestyle. They become part of us. Liz, you still there?
Hello, Leonard. Are you still there?
I'm still here, Liz. Hi.
Yeah. So I was asking who could be best benefit from your book.
Well, it's pretty much any age. Like I said, it's never too early to start. It's never too late to start. Meaning, if we start early, we can make these changes in our lifestyle and make them part of our lifestyle. So when we end up at 65 or 75, we don't have diabetes or hypertension or all the other diseases that they call the metabolic syndrome, including cancer. And they're all related, remarkably enough. On the other hand, if we already are 77 or 65 or some other age and we have some problems, well, the first thing to do is try and figure out what we can do to help make it better. How can we relieve the pain and or improve our capabilities? So what happens, Liz, is we end up on a downward spiral where our capabilities continue to decline. And as they decline, we do less, it declines more. We do less, it declines more. So that creates a downward spiral. We won't like where that ends up. So what we want to do is change that into an upward spiral where our capabilities are continuously increasing. We do more, we're capable of more, we do more, we're capable of more, and so on in an upward spiral. There's no reason why we can't do that. Most people don't think they can. They don't think it's possible. But actually it is possible, and you don't have to be a super athlete to do it. It's lots of little changes. One or two or three or four or five are not going to make enough of a difference, but you put 20 or 30 little changes together and it works. It makes a difference.
And one of the things that I really don't want to forget is, where can people find your book?
It's on Amazon.
Wonderful. Is there a link, a website that you can share with us?
Well, I have a website. It's my business website. It's innovationforsuccessllc.com, and there is a link there to both of my books. I wrote a book also on leadership, so you can find a link there to both of them. But they're both available on Amazon.
Beautiful, beautiful. So I will have, everyone, those links on my social media. I will have it on Facebook and on Instagram and on Twitter for you to be able to connect with our author and perhaps ask questions, perhaps, find out a little bit more and get more information. I will cut for a couple of words to my sponsor. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birch-Mohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birch-Mohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birch-Mohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
hopefully we'll be able to have him soon, or if not, we will reschedule the show. Again, we're having a lot of technical difficulties, and we will try to reach him another show, definitely. So what I'm going to do right now, everyone, I will be playing some of the songs that been submitted. Some of you know that this is a radio show, so we do have interview and then we have some music. So we will play some music, and hopefully we'll be able to invite Leonard with a repeat of the show or even more details to this show.
Open skies,
That was Joyce, everyone, and we'll continue now with Ashley. Thank you so much, Ashley, for sending your MP3.
All love, I say but it's hard to explain. And I'm hoping that you're feeling the same way. You know that all of my feelings are inside and verbally. I tend to forget how much I love you really mean. Have I told you I love you? Have I told you you still mean the world to me? Have I told you I love you? I'll be a-wishing, well, tell me what you want, babe. Trying hardest to deal. Yes, I forgot, but you know how I feel. Things slip my mind, baby, and that's a fact. Tell me you love me, and I'll tell you. I love you. Have I told you you still mean the world to me? I'll be your wishing well. Tell me what you want, babe.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
No matter what comes your way, Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up, oh yeah. In these city streets full of poverty and the businessmen passing by, I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher.
And that was Higher by Kaya Miranda. Before that, we had Stephen Jr. with also another cover up. And we're coming to the end of the show, everyone. Thank you so much for hanging in there. Thank you so much for your support. We will be back tomorrow with another guest, another show, and hopefully no technical difficulties. Bye-bye for now, and make it a great day. Bye-bye.